Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Okay, I learned a new football phrase yesterday. Somebody took cheese? Something about cheese was taken?
I've never heard that.
Even the announcer said it.
The only way I've heard cheese mentioned is like, you know, as
cheese heads.
Well, that and money.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
Making cheese.
Even the announcer said he just took the cheese.
Uh-huh.
And apparently it was when one of the Dallas Cowboys, he like faked handing a ball to somebody. I think it was for an extra point. And he faked handing the ball to somebody. And then the quarterback ran for it with mm-hmm. it. And he got like the extra points.
Mm-hmm.
And the announcer said, "Oh my God, he took the cheese."
I don't think that's an NFL term. I don't think that's a football phrase.
That's what he said.
Well, yeah, but I don't think it's a football phrase. I think he meant he took the bait.
No, he said that the quarterback was the one who was taking the cheese.
He took the cheese. The quarterback took the cheese.
Yes.
Gotcha. Yeah, no. Let's not forget, these are two old white guys calling the game.
Okay.
So,
well, dude,
and one of them is Gruden.
I thought I had learned a new phrase.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's a phrase.
Oh.
I don't think that's a thing.
You don't think
honestly,
that's a thing?
I don't
taking
think
the
that's
cheese.
A thing.
I know about cutting the cheese.
Yes, yes.
I've heard of that.
I know it all too well.
I've heard about people moving your cheese.
Uh-huh.
I understand that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I often say cheese and crackers.
Yes.
Because I like my job and I don't want to lose it, you know?
Right.
But I had never heard he took the cheese.
And you probably never will again.
Okay.
Yeah.
God, darn it.
Yeah. He took the cheese.
He took the cheese.
Yeah. No. I'm going to go with no.
Darn it. And see, I thought about recording it.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I could show you the video because
No, I believe you. I believe you heard him say that.
Yeah.
But
that's
not
a thing.
I don't think it's a thing. I've never heard that before. And I'm a pretty hip guy.
You are a pretty hip guy. Well, you know the football.
Yeah.
You do.
I do know the football.
Yeah.
So I've never heard that term used in my life.
Here I thought I had a whole new thing.
No.
Like I could be in on the lingo.
Yeah.
I could understand it.
You know, usually they like call it the rock.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
That's why I was like,
you know, usually they'll say like, you know, he took the rock and he took it home.
Right, right,
you know,
that kind
of stuff. But I've never heard he took the cheese.
Yeah, took the cheese.
No, yeah,
yeah.
No.
Darn.
I'm going to go with, and listen, when I'm saying this, picture me shaking my head. I'm going to go with white people. Okay.
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 So no taking of the cheese.
Yeah. No, I don't think you should go around repeating that. Okay, Trisha.
Who knows?
Don't.
Who knows what kind of reaction you might get?
Just don't, okay? Check this out. I know you think you're all woke and stuff.
I know. I thought I was.
Yeah, and you probably felt like, you know, you probably felt shook last night when you
like,
heard it.
I was like, hey.
Yeah, but no.
Oh.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
dude.
No. Don't go around repeating that, please.
Because, you know, the next time we were like, you know, at Buffalo Wild
don't
Wings.
Don't do that. You know, people think that we're joined at the hip. I don't want you to go around saying that phrase.
Oh, I see. It's all about you.
Absolutely. Don't embarrass me.
Okay, first you've got this 58-year-old. She used to be an action movie hero. She was in the Terminator movies. And they're going to make another one,
mm-hmm.
apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Terminator 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, Linda Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bringing back Linda Hamilton.
Yes, yeah. Didn't she die?
They killed her off in number 5. I don't believe she was in number 5 because it was such a convoluted story. But I don't think she was in number 5. But, yeah, they did kill off the character.
Huh.
But number 6 is not going to pay any attention to what happened in number 5.
Okay, is that because it was such a bad movie?
Pretty much.
Oh.
Pretty much, yeah. A lot of movies have done that lately, you know, when they reboot.
Right.
You know, like Jurassic World, for example. You know, it did a couple of things from the original first two, but it also skipped a lot of other stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And there are a lot of them that are doing this nowadays when they reboot. So Linda Hamilton was married to what's his name, right?
Yeah, the Cameron, James Cameron.
Right, who directed the original.
And he actually dumped her for the girl who was the granddaughter in Titanic.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. Well, he has decided that he's taken back control of Terminator.
Oh, okay.
And he wanted to bring her back because I read an article where he said that, you know, a lot of 50 and 60 year old male actors are still doing action movies and
right.
they're considered all badass and stuff.
Yeah.
And he wanted to pay homage to who he felt was the first badass woman in movies.
Nice. Because she totally was. Yeah.
Right. So he's bringing that character back and
very
he's
nice.
Totally doing away with whatever number five did.
Oh, good. Okay. Glad to hear it. And then you also show your birthday at the 69 year old. She's a singer. She's a songwriter. She's an actress. Well, at least she acted in one thing that everybody can agree that we love and adore, Grease. She was Sandy.
Oh, yeah. Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
You know, she was so hot back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in the 80s. We used to call her Olivia Neutron Bomb. Because that's how hot she was.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know. You know, I became a man to her.
Stop.
And her music.
You need help. You really do. I'm thinking some counseling, maybe some meds.
Definitely meds.
I'm thinking.
I don't know about counseling.
Yeah. Well, you have to take the counseling if you're going to get the meds.
Oh, crap.
Don't ask me how I know that.
Oh, how about this nasty 80s song?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Woo.
Right,
you became
right.
a man to this song.
I did. How'd you know?
Well.
Let me tell you what, peeps. It was not about exercising. Pay no attention to the video.
Right, exactly.
The NFL's protest against President Trump's words
right.
last Friday continued last night. Although I think the Dallas Cowboys handled it better than any of the other teams did over the weekend.
I think so, too.
And the Arizona Cardinals, for that matter. What the Cowboys did is they took a knee prior to the national anthem,
mm-hmm.
prior to the flag being unfurled. Unfurled?
Yes.
Is that
unfurled?
A word? Unfurled is a word, isn't
yes.
it? Yeah. Prior to it being unfurled. And I think, you know, that's probably the best way to do it.
Yeah, and then they stood for the national anthem.
President Trump, did you see where he tweeted out how, because I don't think anybody knew what was going on. I know at first I was a little disappointed. And, well, my wife, I mean, she's been yelling at the TV since yesterday. Since Sunday, really.
Yeah.
She's been yelling at the TV and the football players who have been taking knees or sitting down.
Right.
So she was already starting to get all worked up, you know, when they showed the boys on their knees.
Yeah.
But then, to everyone's surprise, they got up.
Right.
And they stood for the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And they locked arms. And so I think the crowd was a little surprised as well. Even the president who tweeted out that, you know, he was hearing all kinds of boos
right.
about the Cowboys taking a knee.
Cowboys players wanted to show unity, but they were very adamant about wanting to separate that message from the national anthem.
John?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Lisa, and as they take a knee collectively, boos can be heard.
But then when they got up, it all stopped,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it wasn't like, you know, the Patriots on Sunday where the boos rained down
right.
after the anthem. There was all kinds of clapping and stuff because the Cardinals did, too.
Yeah.
The Cardinals also stood for the national anthem.
You know, Arizona is a very conservative state.
It is.
Very conservative. I mean, these are the ones that they don't do daylight saving time. They
yeah.
don't do Martin Luther King Day.
Right.
They don't. I mean, they're
I think
like,
they do now, though, don't they? Because they were going to lose a lot of government funding if they didn't.
I don't think
I
they
think
do.
I think they changed their mind on Martin Luther King Day.
Did they?
And, well, daylight saving because, you know, it's 1,000 degrees.
Well,
that's why they don't do that.
I know. But
you know?
They pretty much go their own way. They really do. And
yeah.
so and they did catch a lot of grief because of the Martin Luther King thing.
Oh, yeah, they did.
And so I was really I even told Darren last night, I was like, I'm surprised that they're even playing in Arizona.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
what? You know, that schedule is made way in advance.
No, I know. But I mean, because so many people, you know, gave the entire state so much grief.
Right, right.
I mean, that's where that guy, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, comes from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So.
Here's what the late night guys, or at least a couple of them, had to say about Trump versus the NFL. This is Conan O'Brien.
President Trump is angry at NFL players for their silent protest during the national anthem. That's what he said. This is crazy. This is how crazy it's gotten. The national anthem controversy has even caused a rift between President Trump and his longtime friend Tom Brady. Yes. Now, folks, we should have seen this coming with Brady, because whenever anyone that beautiful turns 40, Trump loses interest.
And this is Jimmy Fallon.
Well, we had a bunch of big football matchups. You had the Eagles against the Giants. You had the Patriots against the Texans. And you had the president against everyone. And Trump tweeted that players standing with locked arms for the national anthem is okay. Incidentally, people standing with locked arms is also the plan for his border wall.
Really?
Red Rover, Red Rover. Don't let anyone come over. That's right. Trump said that NFL players shouldn't be allowed to take a knee during the national anthem. And that's not all. Trump also released a list of other rule changes he thinks the NFL should make. They're pretty interesting. I'll show you what I mean. For example, Trump's first rule is that someone has to get sacked every 5 minutes, just like at the White House. Then he said the broadcasters for every game have to be the hosts of Fox and Friends.
That's really?
That's the only host for football.
That's the only host he trusts.
Yeah.
Wow.
And finally, when a referee overturns a call, he has to say, the previous play was fake news. And you go, I'm not sure if they're going to stick, but I'm trying.
Jimmy Fallon and Conan O'Brien on the NFL versus Trump. Kiss FM. Ladies and gentlemen, the president would like to take a minute to further discuss the whole NFL thing.
Okay.
And a boycott that he is proposing. Go ahead, Mr. President.
My fellow Americans, I've decided that all Americans should boycott the NFL. In fact, I'm firing all of the NFL players. No more pigskin, and I'm not stopping there. I'm firing all of the baseball players, too. And the NBA? Boom. Gone. And hockey? You better believe they're all fired. You're not allowed to come to the White House, and you're not allowed to go to Trump Tower. You can't even stand outside the building. You can't play golf at my golf courses, which are very nice courses, by the way. The best courses. You aren't allowed to wear Trump clothes, and those are the finest clothes, believe me.
Sure.
You're not going to be stylish, that I can tell you. And you aren't allowed to look at my hot daughter, Ivanka. No looking. So take that, every single athlete in the world. You're all fired. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless everybody who isn't an athlete. Kiss FM.
And a Sri Lankan man's suspicious movements at the airport in the capital of Colombo led to the discovery of some $30,000 worth of gold stashed in his rectum. Officials noticed the 45-year-old walking with difficulty and appearing to be in pain as he waited for his flight to India on Sunday. He was seen constantly looking around, and upon inspection, officials say they found more than 2 pounds of gold and jewelry packed in 4 plastic bags inside his rectum.
Oh, boy. You didn't even have to just... Packed.
Yeah.
I got that from just packed.
The man who reportedly told officials he was a courier for an organized smuggling ring was paid his $1,500 fine and was released.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you imagine drawing the short straw for that?
Wow.
All right. Who's going to check him? Paper, rock, scissors. Ready?
Oh, God. Walking around looking like he's in
gosh.
Pain. Oh, yowza.
And that poor guy. Oh, my God. He is, for the rest of his life, going to be the butt of all jokes.
Okay, I'm going to stop you now. It's 7:34. It is 70 degrees.
Rectum damn near killed me. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Huh?
What?
No. Oh, it's going to get cooler today.
Oh, it is?
Yes, and rainy.
Oh, ooh.
Late this afternoon,
a
cool front's pushing through, which means we're going to have a chance for rain for the next few days.
Nice.
And temperatures will cool down into the 70s. beginning tomorrow.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to need to pull my sweaters out then.
Yeah,
buddy. Because I'm a big wuss, man. If it gets below, 79, I'm like, I'm going to need a hoodie.
Yeah, and it is going to be below 79 nice. Tomorrow at least. Today will still be in the low 80s. Tomorrow, though, after the cold front pushes through in the late evening, it will be in the 70s for the next few days. Corn maze and haunted house season is about to get underway. This is too funny. I have to give Emily props for this. On KissElPaso.com, she wrote about a Houndoween Halloween dog walk.
Yeah.
Which is another sign, by the way, that it's getting cooler.
Yep.
And it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. this is too funny. I love this. So she's writing about this Houndoween that is happening October the 6th. And it's like a downtown ghost walk kind of thing. And she writes, you and your fur baby will wander the streets learning of the murder mysteries, restless spirits, Old West gunfights, and so much more. And then she writes, you might even see the ghost of the Duranguito buildings.
Nice. Very nice.
And then she writes, too soon. And I'm thinking, not soon enough.
That's our girl. That's our girl.
Not soon enough, my friends. Never end the story. Never end the story. Kiss FM. I don't know if parts of the city experienced thunder and lightning this morning, but surely got some rain, man. There was some heavy downpour going on this morning.
Yeah, I was looking at the weather radars, and it's like, looks pretty scary.
Told you it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's part of a cold front that's coming in, and so temperatures are going to cool down, and we're going to have more rain today. I believe Nicole put it at like 50%.
Oh, nice.
By this evening. It'll be like 30 more this afternoon, and then by tonight it's up to 50%, and then there's a chance for rain for the next couple of days, and for sure temperatures are going to cool down. Like today's going to be in the mid-80s, but tomorrow it'll be in the mid to upper 70s.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
Time to start pulling out your hoodies.
Yep. I'm already wearing my baseball cap.
I'm going to have to start making room for my shorts and replacing the warm-ups. So that I can get ready for the fall and for the winter to come. Because I'm cash like that.
I know you are.
So we have cooler and rainy weather today. It's corn maze and haunted house season.
Yep.
That's about to get underway here. And here's another sign that it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. The city has already set a date for the celebration of lights.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, for the annual tree lighting and light parade. It's going to be on Saturday, December the 2nd this year.
Oh, wow. Super cool. God, so early. It's, you know, you think it's early, but it's not. I mean, everybody puts their stuff up a month early.
Yeah.
You know, oh, how neat.
Yeah, because we're about a week away from Halloween.
I know.
So a month away from Halloween. So, this year it's coming to a close fast, man.
Should the city do it on Thanksgiving? Because, you know, you've got so many more people in town.
You do.
You know, you've got
family. But you also don't.
No?
You know, a lot of people also go away for the week. A lot of people take that whole week off.
That's true.
A lot of people travel that week. So
that's true.
I guess the closest would be the next weekend after Thanksgiving.
Which is the second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And anyway, they keep the tree up and all that stuff up till past the New Year.
Right. Because, you know.
It all equals out.
Because we're Mexicans.
That's right. Are you saying we're lazy?
No, I'm saying that we all do that. How many times do we walk in and go, oh, my God, it's February 17th and my tree is still up?
Sorry, but I'm going to have to take a knee in protest at Trisha's comment that we leave our lights up because we're lazy Mexicans.
No, it's because we're Mexicans. That's just what we do. It's mid-February and I'm going, you know.
Yeah.
I should probably take my tree down now.
Yeah.
You know?
And then it's March 1st, and you're like, well, it's almost Christmas.
Yeah.
Why bother now?
I know, right? Kiss
FM. Hey, so next Wednesday, the Long Island Medium, right? That's her name?
Right. Teresa Caputo. That's her thing.
That's her thing, right? She's the Long Island Medium. Okay. Yeah, Caputo is going to be in town, and we have a couple of tickets to give away.
Oh, cool.
You're going to have to qualify, though, this hour. By calling in and telling us about the scariest thing that's ever happened to you.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, some people consider people who talk to dead people scary.
Right.
Here's the thing, though. It's not Halloween.
Okay.
So, no ghost or supernatural stories.
Oh, okay.
We will reserve those for Hollow Week.
Okay.
What's the scariest thing that's ever happened to you? No ghost or supernatural.
Okay.
Because we have a whole week dedicated to that.
Right.
Coming up in about a month.
Okay, like the scariest thing that ever happened to me was, stupid me, I ran a red light and got T-boned by another car.
Ouch.
Yeah,
dude.
And that was the scariest thing that ever happened
coming?
To me.
Did you see the car coming?
Yes, for about 2.5 seconds before it just crashed into me.
And do you still recall that feeling of your heart dropping to the bottom of your feet?
Dude, to the day I die, I will beg God and Ryan's forgiveness, because Ryan was in the car with me. He was a little kid.
Uh-huh.
And it still makes me feel horrible. Yeah.
Have you since, or do you eat T-bones? Or do they remind you of that?
No. No, but red lights do.
Red lights remind you of it?
I am very serious.
But T-bones you're okay with.
Yeah,
you can
T-bones
still
I'm good.
T-bone.
But red lights, yee.
Really? So when you roll up on a red light, you're very careful?
I'm very cautious.
Yeah.
I'm very cautious.
Yeah.
And when I've been in the car a couple of times and people have run a red light.
Yes.
And I lose it. I lose it. And I'm like, you want to play with your life? Go ahead.
Right.
But I've already done that once before.
Yeah. I'm to the point now where I pause a few seconds.
Yeah.
I don't care if the person behind me honks
honk
or not.
If you want.
Because, you know, I got a finger for that.
I know.
because just down the road from us over here, between the Kinko's and the dollar store, where I had to turn left, I paused for some reason. But when I did, another car ran the light there.
Yes.
Like at full speed.
Uh-huh.
And I thought to myself, oh, my God, if I would have been one of these people who just takes off when the light turns green almost immediately, surely I would have been hit.
Oh, yeah.
So ever since then, I always pause a few seconds before I take the green light. Like I said, I don't care who honks at
right.
me.
Right. Go ahead.
You know? So 880-9393 at the end of the hour. Yes, the hour. We're going to give away a pair of tickets to see Teresa Caputo, the Long Island Medium, next Wednesday.
Hey, Sonia, what's the scariest thing that's ever happened to you?
Yes, I was about 7 months pregnant. We're going to a wedding, and I'm 4'7½". So I felt like looking sexy, pregnant, and I wore some heels, and I slipped and did half a split. I had pain, and I was afraid I was going to deliver him right then and there or something, and only because we had already had a miscarriage the year before, I was scared. I thought, I can't deliver him this early yet, but everything was okay, but it did scare me, like, really bad.
Oh, man.
What did you slip on?
I guess the heels on the floor, I must have stepped wrong or something, but thank God my husband was there, and I didn't have to say. I went to the hospital, made sure everything was okay, everything was good, but I mean, just the thought of, like, no, and he was born healthy, 10 pounds.
Oh, my
baby.
Gosh.
Dang, girl.
Wow.
I totally can relate to you, Sonia. Sometimes I can't see what's in front of me either.
I was going to say, you know, unless you've been pregnant, you know.
Oh, no, I can relate, man. I can relate.
Your center of balance is completely off.
And tell me something, Sonia. That day, what did it feel like to be 4'8"?
Oh, it felt so good.
Didn't it?
But my height didn't last long.
Yeah.
It went down.
Yeah, you were like, I can see forever. Yeah, it's probably why you slipped. You were distracted.
That's right.
I saw things I hadn't seen before.
Man, the view from up here is ridiculous. We can laugh about it now.
Yeah.
That was in tears, but he is right now. I can laugh now.
Oh,
my husband will let you see that's what you get for trying to look sexy or age.
First of all, your husband should never use the word trying
with
sexy in the same sentence. All right, Sonia, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Good luck at the end of the hour.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This week, what we're talking about is scary stories that don't involve ghosts or the supernatural. What was yours, Vicky?
So one time, my family and my sister's family, we decided to go camping. So we were camping. It was already night. We had the campfire on, and the kids were bored. So we had took in the little glow light necklaces. So we said, we're going to go ahead and connect them. We'll make a jump rope out of them. So the kids started jump roping, and the parents were like, whoa, it looks fun. So then we started jump roping. All of a sudden, we see this huge flame, and we look over. My son had unscrewed the off, thrown it all in the fire, and it, like, blew up. But thank God, my nephew threw himself back, saved himself, and my son was not burned at all. But it was so scary.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
Yes.
Well,
so he was about three.
I bet you taught those mosquitoes a thing or two, though, didn't you?
This is what'll happen to you.
Yeah. They were like, don't go over there.
Wow. Man.
But it was so scary. I say his guardian angel was taking care of him because he did not get burned. He was fine, thank God.
Wow.
Vicky, were you too scared to be angry with him?
I was. He actually put himself in timeout. He did not talk. He just went straight to bed. Oh. He's like, no.
Oh, he's like, I'm done. I'm good.
Okay, Vicky. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Good luck at the end of the hour. Kiss FM. Cindy, tell us about the scariest thing that's ever happened to you.
Well, my 2-year-old fell out of our second-story apartment.
Yeah.
And nothing happened to him.
Oh, my God.
I thought I had lost him, and I was going crazy looking for him everywhere. My daughter is like, he's outside. She was 1 year old. Of course, she couldn't tell me much that he fell out of the window. So I'm over here going crazy looking for him. I open the front door, nothing. All of a sudden, I hear a big bang on my back door. She's like, my neighbor, she's like, he fell from the window. He fell from the window. Oh, I had a dish on the floor. It was broken. I freaked out. I took him to the hospital. They did not believe me that he fell off of a second story.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Wow. They thought, what, you were making that stuff up?
Yes. Yes. They're like, are you
who
sure?
Who makes that stuff up?
Who would say that?
You know?
It was scary. Yeah. It was the scariest thing ever. And for him to not even a scratch on him, I was like, wow.
That is scary.
And I would have renamed him Milagro.
I wasn't right.
Yes.
And to this day, they're like, oh, remember when I fell off the wind? I'm like, you were too loud. Can you remember that?
Right? Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, we can laugh about it now.
Oh, yes, okay. But it was terrifying.
Oh, man. Kiss FM. We've entered all kinds of numbers into our random number generator so that we can find a winner for the Teresa Caputo tickets.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Cindy.
The random generator pick?
Hey, Cindy.
Yes, hi.
Cindy, you called in and you participated?
Yes, I did.
What was the scariest thing that ever happened to you?
That my son, that he fell off the second story out of our apartment.
I remember now. That's right. Yeah, you were not keeping an eye on your child.
I had one too many, that's right.
I
had to run to
now.
Get the other child.
You were watching General Hospital.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Well, your name is the number that we gave to your name is the one that the random number generator called out. You're going to go see the Long Island Medium.
All right. That's super cool.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
Now, is there anyone in particular that you're hoping maybe she can channel?
My mom.
Yeah?
Oh, I miss her.
Yeah, what are you hoping that maybe she feels?
That just how proud of I'm making her, that she sees me and my kids.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sweet.
That she didn't see him go through the second story window?
I honestly believe she protected him because nothing happened to him.
Yes, somebody had to be right. I know it wasn't mom.
Oh, you're sorry.
I know. It was the dish. He fell on the dish.
What dish? The dog dish or the satellite dish?
The satellite dish.
Oh, perfect. Wow.
It caught him.
What are the odds?
Yes. That's
what
super
the odds?
Cool. Thank you. That's super
have
cool.
Have you ever seen the show or have you ever been to one of her
shows? Yes. I love her, actually. Like, maybe 2 years ago, I was like, hey, Teresa, come to El Paso on her Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And here she is.
Well, maybe she'll pick you out of the audience because, you know, being there does not guarantee a reading because I don't know how that whole talk to dead people thing works.
Right, right. But maybe your mom will say, hey, yeah, you need to talk to my daughter.
Apparently some of your people are louder than others. So.
Yeah, and tell her to stop letting my grandchild fall out of the window.
Right?
Right. Okay, oh, how awesome. Super cool.
Well,
thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you for listening. Hold on the phone. And we'll get you all set up with your tickets to see the Long Island Medium.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 KISS FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.